I'm not sure, you know, we're able to become the mitzvah of Zochus and Mishalvus Akadshai on a Tuesday night, on a cold Tuesday night. Tuesday in Teves, right? We're able to become the mitzvah of Shabbos. There's no question that by doing that, we're drawing the aura of Shabbos entire lives, as we know from a famous Maisa, the Rebbe Melech, the Rebbe Zushin. It could be Shabbos Dick during the week also. This has been a dream of mine for many years, but I slipped like a few weeks ago and I said, I made it known that I've had such a machshava to learn the, together with the Chevra, the Lamites Melachas Tal Shatchir, the 39 Melachas of Shabbos. Each one is a Pesach into the Kedusha of Shabbos, into our neshamas, into our lives. And to learn the 39 Malachas Ba'oimek, B'negla U'B'nista, meaning to learn the Sugyas and Shas, and Cheschinach, Hagletals, to define each Malacha Ba'oimek, Ba'oimek. And we're going to be doing a lot of hard work in learning the Sugyas of Zoreya and Chayresh and Kaitzer and Ma'amah, V'chulu V'chulu. Not going to be learning the halacha lamaisa, but we're going to be learning the hagdoras of each of the malachas. And once a person knows really well the hagdar of the malacha, then the halachas go very quickly. It's easy to learn. And that's going to be our avodah, is to learn each of the 39 malachas in depth. But that's not the entire malacha that we have to do. It's only part of each malacha. The other part of each malacha is to try to understand in Pinimius, in Chassidus, in Avodas Hashem, what's the tikkun that's being made through our Shmira regarding this particular malacha. What does that malacha mean in Malachas Hashem? We have so much to do in Mitzvah Hashem. Really, a year for each malacha is not enough. I'm not exaggerating. I'm going to try to move a little bit faster than that. But we need a lot of time to work on this. I want to thank the sponsors, the Chevra are sponsoring the Shira. We're going to call it Chaburas Chemdas Yomim. Chaburas Chemdas Yomim. I'll explain the reason for that title, or a little bit of the reason for that title in a second. I want to thank Yaakov Zolden for pushing me. He didn't have to push me, gave me a little bit of a nudge to move ahead with this. My only fear with this, these shiurim, is that there's so much, and it's hard to be with some same. But I could, I'm hesitant to use a strong lashon, but if I could make a promise, I would promise each and every one of you that if you follow through with these shiurim, and if you can't make it sometimes to keep up with the tapes and so on, that the Shabbos is not going to be the same as it's been all of our lives. Shabbos is going to be different. I could. Promise. If I could say such a lashon to promise, Shabbos is not going to be the same. We're going to go into this world of Shabbos. It's a different world. And not only will Shabbos not be the same, but the hachonis for Shabbos. Hachonis. I can't talk about all of the inyonim of Shabbos. Years ago I gave some shiurim, but I can't. It's specifically about the lamatas malachas. Not about the Kabbalah Shabbos, or the hachonis for Shabbos. Dressing for Shabbos, cutting the hair, the nails, v'chitza b'cham and mikveh v'chulu v'chulu. We're going to be focused on the lamatas malachas. But in order to understand the lamatas malachas, to begin to talk about the lamatas malachas, we have to know what malachi is. We have to know what is it that's happening in the olamis, in the worlds, and in our world on Shabbos. And then we'll be able to have a Pesach into beginning with Zoreya. Maybe around Tu B'Shvat time. I don't have time to begin with Zoreya. Planting. Sashgacha Pratis. Might be a little bit after Tu B'Shvat. I don't know. But the sugi of the malacha of Zoreya. Chemdas Yomim Oysa Karosa. Chemdas Yomim. What the English translation is, I don't know exactly for the word chemda, but you know it's something that is desirable, something that's beautiful, something that's sweet. But the Vilna Gaon in Bereishis and the Deres Eliyahu and Parshas Bereishis and the Pasuk V'yatzmach Hashem Lekim Min Hadama Kol Eitz Nechmad Lamara V'toyev Lamachal. The Pasuk says, but Hashem caused to grow from the earth in Gan Eden. Hashem caused it to grow Min Hadama Kol Eitz Nechmad Lamara, pleasing to the sight. Nechmad Lamara V'toyev Lamachal, and good to eat. So the Goyen says the difference between Tov and Nechmad. Says in Pasuk, Nechmad Lamar V'Toyv Lamachal. So the Goyen says that Toiv, the word Tov, is referring to Hatanug HaGufani, physical pleasure. Toiv means Toiv Anigma, the Tov that is open and clear and that's revealed, physical pleasure. That's the word Toiv. But chemda, the Goyen says, that chemda is referring to oinig ruchni. An oinig ruchni is spiritual, ruchni is the ketanug, something that can't be seen with the eyes or experienced with the senses. That's called nechmad. And the Goyen brings various from different places in Tanakh. So chemda siyamim oise karas. The Baruch Shalom said about Shabbos to our Chachamim, which came to our Nusach of Davening and to our Zmiris, Chemdas Yom Koy Keditzur, Chemdas Yom Oysa Karosa, Chemdas Yom. The Hashem said that this day of Shabbos is Chamud, Chamuda, Nechmad, Chemdas Yom. It's the most dear and beloved of all days, Chemdas Yom. To be able to feel that Chemdas Shabbos, one gets a taste of it when learning the Nigla of Shabbos, all the Halachas of Shabbos. Shabbos is so beautiful. Hilchos Arab Shal Shabbos, the Halachas of Shabbos. It's a veldt, it's an ocean, it's infinite, the Halachas of Shabbos. You get a taste of that Chemda. But there's a side, Rosh de Shabbos. Friday night we say Rosh de Shabbos. We're going to be reading the Kagavim together in a few minutes. Rosh de Shabbos. There's a side of Shabbos that you can't see with your eyes. You can taste it a little bit, a piece of fish and a kugel. You can taste it a little bit. But the inyan of the Rosh de Shabbos, the secret, the side of Shabbos. Same when it comes to Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Chemda Taiva Urchava. Eretz Chemda Taiva. Taiva means that Taivar is ma'id ma'id. Eretz Yisrael is beautiful. It's beautiful. Physically, it's beautiful. It's an Eretz Taiva, ma'id, ma'id. But Eretz Chemda Taiva. But all of you have been to Eretz Yisrael. I'm sure each and every one of you had the schus to be in Eretz Yisrael. And if not, Mishashav, soon we'll all be there together. Eretz Chemda Taiva. You can't say what that is exactly. Side of Eretz Yisrael, it is an Eretz Chemda, an Eretz Chemda Taira Ruchav. Same thing when it comes to learning Taira, Chemda Genuza. The Torah is called Chemda Genuza. The Torah it's of course Taira. The Torah is that which sets forth a way to live, and that way that we live is good, it's good. But Taira Negla, it's a good way to live according to the Taira. But you know what it's like. Every one of you know what it's like when you're trying to break through something you're learning and you're putting a lot of kaiches and you concentrate on what you're learning. It's not just toif. It's a chem de genuza, the aragonis. It's something that the greatness of Torah is in the side of Torah. That's something that a person who's not a Ben Bris, a person who's not from Am Yisrael can't understand that. He might be able to enjoy something in Torah because it's interesting, it's logical, it's fascinating. But the Chem de Genuza that was from before creation, the Torah, it's a Chem de Genuza. Eretz Yisrael was created for us before the world was created. There was an Indian of Eretz Yisrael and Hashem's mind. So from Eretz Yisrael, Shabbat Chila, Eretz Chemda, Torah, Urchav. And Shabbos is Chemda Siyam. So the tachlis of all that we're going to be learning is to feel that Chemdas Yama. Oisei Kerosa. To be able, when we say those words, to be on fire with the Chemdas Yama. every single day of the week to feel the excitement of the Hachanas of Shabbos. Through learning Ba'aymek, the Inyan of the Lamatas Malachas, this side of Shabbos, Rabbeinu B'chai is talking about, look inside the page that you have in front of you. In the future, the pages are not going to be given to you. You're going to be getting Mitzvah Shem Moshe David, as always, is taken care. And so you're going to be getting there, you'll be getting it on the, you'll be able to get it on the computer, and to print it out yourselves, to have it yourselves, it's kedai, to have the papers themselves, not just to, if you can, to have the papers ready. But this time you figured though that would be hard for everybody to have those. So I think they were put up, right? You did put it on the computer. So try in the future to print it out, to print out the pages, and just keep track a day or two before to see what's coming up, to have the pages ready. This is Rabbeinu B'chai on the pasuk that we all know. Beini u'bein b'nei Yisrael, Shabbos. Beini u'bein b'nei Yisrael. We bring in Shabbos with these words. Beini u'bein b'nei Yisrael. So look at Rabbeinu B'chai, Kisisa. We have to work strongly inside the Svar, clear. Both in terms of the Nigla and in terms of the Panemius to learn inside. Lashon Beini u'bein b'nei Yisrael, Rabbeinu B'chai says that this Lashon that Hashem uses for Shabbos, Hashem doesn't speak this way, but any of the other mitzvahs, Beini u'bein, Tzivishn Uns, this is between us, Beini u'bein b'nei Yisrael, Shabbos. The Lashon Beini u'bein b'nei Yisrael, Moira al-dova nistar hanimsar b'tzinu. Beini u'bein b'nei Yisrael teaches us that Shabbos is something which is nistar. Those words, beini u'bein b'nei Yisrael, means something that is a secret, something that's hidden, and it's given b'tzinu. It's private. It's something that's given in a very, very private and intimate way. The Yirma is al inyan hanista shiyes b'mitzvus haShabbos. The Ben B'chai says that this is alluding to the inyan hanista, that which is hidden in the midst of Shabbos. We're going to be talking about what he's referring to. Al inyan hanista shiyes b'mitzvus haShabbos. Ki hamelech shehu mitzava el b'nai la abdi haneman, a king who commands his son or his loyal, faithful servant, Tizkor hadvar meshe beini u'beinecha. I want you to remember these things, this inyan that's between us, beini u'beinecha, this inyan. Hine heim nistarim. It's talking about something that he doesn't want anybody else to know. It's an inyan between the two of them, the king and his son. Hine heim nistarim einim nemarim el mipe al peh. It's just spoken. It's not for anybody else to know. It wasn't given to be written. Not to be written, not to be posted, not to be advertised. It's Beini u'bein b'nei Yisrael. U'mizeh darshu chazal meseches yantiv. So the Gemara says in Beitza. Amr Rebishim b'yichai. So Rebishim. It says, Kol ha-mitzvah v'shinosan kashbaruch, we're going to be learning a lot of Zohar Kodesh, Mitzvah Hashem. The Zohar Kodesh is on fire with Shabbos. Rabbi Shimon was called Shabbos. He himself was called Shabbos. Rabbi Shimon. Kol ha-mitzvah v'shinosan kashbaruch to Yisrael. Rabbi Shimon says that all of the mitzvahs that the Baruch Shalom gave to Yisrael, Noshon lehem befehesia. All the mitzvahs he gave publicly, he gave in the open. Chutz min ha-Shabbos. Except for Shabbos. Shnos lahem b'tzina. Shabbos was given to us b'tzina, privately. Shnemar says in Pasuk, Beini u'bein b'nei Yisrael oisi le'olam. Beini u'bein b'nei Yisrael oisi le'olam. It's a very, very personal and private sign and ois between me and b'nei Yisrael. Between the father and the son, the king and the prince. So Rabbeinu B'chai asks the obvious question, Veich nit mitzvahs haShabbos b'tzina. What does that mean that Shabbos was given b'tzina? What does it mean Shabbos was b'tzina? What does it mean it was given privately? Well, before Hesiod, didn't it? Shabbos was given in a very, very, in a very public and in a very loud way. Shabbos was given. Shrehi mechlal aseus hadibris. Shoshamois and kolumais. According to Chazal, the entire world heard the Aseret Dibros. How? What? Where? What happened in the world? It's not for now. But the Aseret Dibros was not a private communication between the Baruch Shalom and the Bnei Yisrael. Stop. If you ask somebody that's not Jewish, the Ten Commandments, he knows also that there's such a thing as Sabbath. He doesn't know when or what it is, but he knows there's such a thing as Shabbos. Shabbos was not given Bitsina. V'chein akos v'voimer. Lo mi reish b'seisi dibarti. I didn't keep anything in it. I didn't give you things. I didn't speak to you in a way that was secret. Everything I told you is the whole world knows about.
And
Dovna says that all the kings of the world, everybody heard the words that came out from your mouth. So what does it mean that Shabbos was given Bitsin? What's the meaning of Beini Ubein B'nei Yisrael? What does that mean? Beini Ubein B'nei Yisrael. Aval kivnu chachamim al ha'inyin ha'nister shebemitzvos ha'Shabbos. Chazal and the Pasuk is not talking about that aspect of Shabbos that's posted, that's up there, that's known, that the whole world is familiar with, or even that Jews who are not entering into the paradise are necessarily familiar with. They were referring to this Indian of Shabbos, where Rabbi Shimon said the Shabbos was given Mitzina. I see Beinu Beinu Yisrael. Shabbos was given Mitzina is not referring to that which is open and revealed and known about Shabbos. It's talking about Ha'inyin Ha'nister Shabbos HaShabbos, which we'll be reading about in a second. Inyin Ha'nister Shabbos HaShabbos was talking about the secret of Shabbos. Inyin Ha'nister B'mitzvos HaShabbos. Ki Hu Ha'nitn B'tzina. The side of Shabbos is very, very private. It's very hidden. The side of Shabbos. That was given B'tzina. Olekach Hizkir Loshen Beini Uveinechem. And that's why he uses a Loshen, Ben B'chai says, that the Torah uses a Loshen of Beini Uveinechem. Turn to page 2. A little bit of Hakdama. Everybody knows these words. But the words are just usually just said. But what are these words? If it came about such Hashgacha Pratis that we come into Shabbos, at least those who daven Sechsvar, come into Shabbos with Kegavna. That's how we enter the Shabbos, Kegavna. It must be that it contains within it these few words, which is from the Zohar Kodesh in Parshas Truma, that these few words contain within them the Soid of Shabbos. So our job over the coming years is to understand Kegavna. However long it takes for us to work on it, we'll continue in Yishalayim, but it's going to be years. What's Kegavna? First, let me tell you a little bit of a background of the Tefillah. It's the minig of the Chassidim. It's the minig of the Chassidim to say Kegavna by Kabbalah Shabbos. After we say L'chadaydi and Mizmishlim Shabbos L'Hashem Malach, so it's the minig of the Chassidim to say Kegavna. And as I said, this is a maimer on the Zohar Kodesh and Pashas Truma and Kuf Lamed Hey. This minig of saying Kegavna, I just want to, because we're going to be spending a lot of time learning Kegavna. All of the limud is really to explain Kegavna. This minig of saying Kegavna does not appear in any sidurim before the Mizvicha Magid. I don't find it in any sidurim. What I have here is a little show and tell. This is actually the first sefer of Chassidus that was ever printed. Don't worry, it's not an original. I wouldn't have brought it here if it was an original. It's a copy. It's also expensive, but it's a copy. Of the oldest Chassidus sefer that we have, this is Siddur HaArizal Heichal Baal Shem Tov. It was actually completed 13 days after the Baal Shem Tov died.
the Siddur of the Arizal according to the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh. The Seder of Davening. It's the original, it's a copy of the original printing. Every now and then I like to daven from it, though it's very hard to read. But if you open up in the this is the oldest, this is from the Tzaddik of Avram Shimshon HaKohen. Avram Shimshon HaKohen was the son of the Toldos Yaakov Yosef. The son of the Toldos. 13 days after Baal Shem Tov was nifter, the Siddur was done. So Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh saw this while it was being worked on. When you look in the Siddur Friday night, so everything is going great with all these unbelievable kavanas that are very hard to decipher. And then you come to, you say, there's Lachadayli, and then is Mizmor Shel Yom HaShabbos, and then after that you have Hashem Moloch Yis Lavesh, and then is Baruch Hu. There's no Kegavna. There's no Kegavna. Go straight to Baruch. There's no Kegavna. So who was Misakein to say Kegavna? Before we learn Kegavna, who was Misakein to say Kegavna? It's not clear. There's a Mesaira that I saw it brought down from Reb Shimon Zelichava. Reb Shimon Zelichava was the Mashgiach in Chachmi Lublin before the Milchama. He was an Ish Kaddish Noir Ma'aid, a guy in Kalatar Kula, had one of those heads like a Psaldik in the Ragan Shabbat, Reb Shimon Zelichava. He had a Mesaira from Sadiqim that has been repeated in many places, in many Svarim. Since we don't see this Kegavna in any of the Siddurim of the Arizal, all those who are putting together Siddurim according to Nuscha of the Ari, we don't see it. And not as you see, not even from the Baal Shem Tov. So he had a Kabbalah that the Mezuzah Magid, before he died, he assigned some of his Talmidim to say, the David Hashem Ari V'Yishi, in the month of Elul, which is now commonplace, everybody says it. Svadim, Sayyid Avidi also. So he assigned L'Dovet Hashem Ari V'Yishi for Elul. Those of his students who he told to say L'Dovet Hashem Ari V'Yishi, he told them not to say Kegavna. And there were other Talmidim he told to say Kegavna every Friday night, but you are not to say L'Dovet Hashem Ari V'Yishi. So, for instance, the Rebbe Reb Melech, the Rebbe Elimelech, the Noam Elimelech, he did not say Kegavna. We know for a fact he did not say Kegavna. He said, L'dovet Hashem Ari V'Yishi. The Oiv Yisrael, the Abderav, Schus Hilena, the Abderav, said Kegavna, but he did not say, L'dovet Hashem Ari V'Yishi. There's a great tzaddik, Yisrael Olam. In Husidr, we have both of them, and that's the first place where we find both of them, and that's the Siddur of the Rav Baal HaTanya. In the Baal HaTanya Siddur, we have both Kegavna, L'dovet Hashem Ari V'Yishi. But there is such a Kabbalah. Now, at that time, that tkufa of the Mezuzah Magid, there was a misnagdisha besamedrish in Brod, a Kabbalah besamedrish. Can you imagine? It's unthinkable. Nowadays, maybe not, but certainly since then, till now, a besamedrish of Mekubalim who were misnagdim. They weren't chassidim. In Brod, there were big, big, great tzaddik and big people over there. At that time, there's a Mr. Shemagid, at that time, it was being said, Kegavna was being said Friday night, they started saying it Friday night, in the Bissam Medrash, in the Klois, it was called, in the Klois, in the Shul, in Broad, they began to say it. And within a very short time, Lamaise, it's clear that it was Mispashe, not among the Misnagdim. It didn't spread among the Misnagdim, but it was caught on like wildfire, at that time, by the Chassidim, Ad Kedei Kach, that in the Mat Ephraim, from Rebbe Ephraim Zalman Margolius, he brings down in the Halachas of Rosh Hashanah, Tav Kuf Pei Beis, V'hanoig en loyim b'shavas kodesh, Tfilas Arvis Kegavna, those who have the minhag to say by Maariv, Friday night, Kegavna, by Kabbal Shabbos to say Kegavna, Gam Achshav Yom Ro'esai. You should say it even on Rosh Hashanah too. That's what he found by the Mat Ephraim, by Rav Ephraim Zalman Margolius. The Eish Avram, the Pachacher of Susigani, who was the Talmud, a big Talmud of the Kedushas Levi, by that time he brings down Kegavne like it's a Dover Pashit. So we're talking about after the Baal Shem Tov was a Mezid Shemagid. The Mezid Shemagid, among his students, Yesh V'Yesh, some did, some didn't. The Alter Rebbe, the Baal Tanya, it seemed, was both, but not all of the Tzaddikim said it. By the Misnagdim, it was more in that particular Bisamedrish of Mekubalim. Again, I don't know by the Svardish what the minig is. I don't know. They don't have such a minig, Kimdumani. It didn't, which is interesting. That's for another discussion. But what is very, very clear is that by the time we're already by the student of the Kedushas Levi. So Baal Shem Tov, Mizr Shemagi, Kedushas Levi, then there's the B'chacharav. So by that time already, it was a Dava Pasha that all the Chassidim were saying, Kigavne. And I saw in the Megillah Storm from Rabbi Isaac Al-Kamarna, he writes the following. Now Rabbi Isaac Al-Kamarna was a Talmud of who? Of the Choyzer. The Choyzer was by the Mizr Shemagid for some time. Mizr Shemagid was Nifta, and the Choyzer was a Talmud then of the Rebbe Meilach. So Rabbi Isaac Al-Kamarna says the following. Kishahayisi v'lublinim avi zatzal, yelad ben teisha hayisi. Rabbi Isaac Al-Kamarna says in Megillah Storm, this is an amazing sefer. He says, when I was in Lublin with my father, when I was 9 years old, v'isi panav, I saw the face of the Chayzer. V'isi panav, he says, kelapidim. I saw the face of the Chayzer. It was like fiery torches, like torches of fire. Ubeis shepasach adelas. He's talking about on a Friday night. But the Chayzer davened until Kegavna, the Chayzer davened in his room, like many of the tzaddikim did, that was connected to the Bis Medrash. He davened by himself until Kegavna. And Rabbi Isaac says, Ubeis shepasach adelas loimer Kegavna, that when the Chayzer opened the door of his room to come to the shul to say Kegavna, Reisi Eish Mislahetas Aroishai. The commander says, I saw there was a fire that was burning over his head. V'or Nifla, and a wondrous light. So let's read together Kegavna. You have on top in the Aramish that we say the actual Lashon of the Zohar Kodesh, and underneath it the translation into Lashon HaKodesh. So the language of the Zohar, we all know that from saying it Leil Shabbos, but let's read the translation on the bottom of the page, page 2, Targum Lashon HaKodesh. Just to read the words, in Bez Hashem, again, I don't want to say Lashon of promising, but we'll stick together, and over time, Kegavna is going to be, I'm not going to say it will be zoichet to have a fire coming over our heads, but there will for sure be a fire in the heart over here. And we'll not only really understand what the words mean, but we'll mamish be able to live the words of what's written in Kegavna. That's the tachlis of all that we're doing. Kegavna. Let's read the Targum Lashon HaKodesh. I'm not going to explain them now. But we need to read the words first. Kegavne di'inim yisyachad in leila be'ach. Kishem shehein, the same way that the midas ha'alyonis, meaning that all of the spheres, the midas ha'alyonis. Kishem shehein misachdois l'mayla be'achad. Kegavne di'inim yisyachad in leila be'achad. The same way on Shabbos, on Friday night, all of the midas ha'alyonis, the spheres, the higher spheres, the shemayim, unite, ke'echad, like one. Kach hi misachedes lamate besoid ha'echad. Uf hochi is yachadas lesata beroza de'echad. So too they join together besoid ha'echad. Besoid ha'echad. That's the soid of Shabbos that Rabbeinu B'chai is talking about. Beni u'bein b'nei yisro. Besoid ha'echad. So too, the spheres, ha'elyonis, the midas ha'elyonis, are unified in this world, Besoyde Echad, in the mystery, the secret of unity of oneness. Kidei liya yisima en lamayla, Echad mul Echad. Lemheve imhain la'ela chad, la'kabel chad. Kudshe b'ichu, Echad lamayla. Hashem, who's Echad lamayla, ena yayshev akise kivaydai. Any Yosef Akise Kivari, Dali Yosef Akisai Dikare, Adshi Nasis Besoyd HaEchad Kidugmasai. Hashem does not sit on his Kisei HaKavod. Doesn't sit until on his Kisei HaKavod. Until what? Adshi Nasis Besoyd HaEchad Kidugmasai. Until this unification takes place. Ad this Avidas Ihi Biroza De Echad Kigavna Delay Lemeheve Echad Be Echad. So that just as he is one above, all of the midas and spheres are unified above, so they are unified below. Ukvar kavanu hasoid da Hashem echad u'shmay echad. V'hu kimna roza da Hashem echad u'shmay echad. Roza de Shabbos, soid ha-Shabbos, the secret, the mystery of Shabbos, this is what Rabbeinu B'chai is talking about. Soid ha-Shabbos, He Shabbos ha-misachedes besoyde echad. By the way, this is, of course, the entire ka'ech soif is going on this inyan. The entire l'chadoidi, l'chadoidi is in the Bisa Medrash, really from the Ramak. But the entire, the author is not the Ramak, but Reb Shlomo Alkevitz. But it's the Bisa Medrash, the Kabbalah of the Ramak is l'chadoidi, not Arizal, it's the Kabbalah of the Ramak. But the entire l'chadoidi, the ka'ech soif of the Rabbar l'kalina, Rabbana Kalina, the Nishmas Kol Chai, Shabbos morning. All of the Tfilas of Shabbos. After we understand, we work on Kegavne, all of the davening of Shabbos is different. What does it mean? Yismach Baishim on Eschelkai. What does it mean? What's Shachos? What's Mincha? What's Amar? What's Kabbalah Shabbos? All the Tfilas, because this is the secret ingredient. This is the site. Soid HaShabbos, He Shabbos HaMisachedes, Besoid HaEchad. Rosh HaShabbos, He Shabbos, the Sachadas, Berosh HaEchad. Kedei SheYishra, Aleha soid de'echad. And Shabbos is misachedes. Everything is unified in the secret and the mystery of echad. Kadesh Yishra aleha soid de'echad. So that the soid, the secret of echad, of Hashem echad, can descend upon it. Hatfila de'leil Shabbos. Tzloisa de'mali Shabbata. The davening of Friday night. Shei misached kisei kovet hakadosh. Beside the Echad. That there is already a Yichud. Mis'achad the Kitzei HaKavod. HaKadosh beside the Echad. And the secret, this unity has taken place. When it comes to Marv, when we enter into Marv. Tos HaKadosh Kosai Yakiva Kadisha Braza the Echad. O Mis'akin Atzmai. Kadesh Yishrael of Melech Kadosh Elyon. And it's Mis'akin itself. Kadesha Yishra Alav, the Kisei HaKavod, Kadesha Yishra Alav, Melech Kadosh Elyon. Kadesha Yishra Alav, Melech Kadosh Elyon. Bistakonas Lemishra Elo Malka Kadisha Ilo. Kashinich Neses HaShabbos. When Shabbos comes in, He Misyachedes Vinivdelis Mesitrachra. Kadail Shabbato Yisachadas Visproshas Mesitrachra. When Shabbos comes in, this Yichud takes place, and everything is separated. Knesset Yisrael, the Kala, becomes separated completely from the other side, from the side of Tumah, from the Sitra Achra. In truth, everything becomes separated from the Sitra Achra. V'chol adinim mistalkim mimena. V'chol adinim mistalkim, v'chol adinim mis'abim mina. All of the dinim disappear. They run away. And she remains b'yichud, unified in this holy light. V'ihi ishtaras v'yichudet nehira kadisha. U'misatra u'misateres b'kama atarais. And she becomes encrowned with a number of crowns. Knesset Yisrael, the Kala, the Shechina, lifnei ha-melech ha-kadosh, before the Holy King. V'yisatras v'kama itrin l'gabamalka kadisha.
And all of those who during the week are the angry rulers that rule over this world, that have the koach to rule over the world, all the dinim, kol ha'sholtim ha'koyesim, u'ba'alei ha'dinim, u'ba'alei ha'dinim, v'chol shutoni rugzin, u'mori d'dina, kulom baruchim mistalkim imena, kulu arkin v'sa'baromina, they all run away. All of the koyesim, the angry ones, and the ba'alei dinim, kulom baruchim mistalkim imena. Ve'ein shlita acheres b'chol ha'olamos, and there is no other thing that is shaylait on all worlds. Nothing else, no one else. Ve'lei shultana achwa b'chulu almin. Upaneha me'irais b'or elyon, and her face is shining with a supernal light. Van po nihiran b'nihira ilo. U'misateris lamata ba'am ha'kodesh. V'isatris lasata ba'am ha'kedisha, and is encrowned below on the holy nation, the Jewish people. V'kulam misatrim b'neshomas chadashas. V'kulam misatrim b'neshomas chadatin. Every single Jew is encrowned with a new neshama. V'oz tchilas hatfila. And then it's time to say baruch. And it's time to dav marv. K'dein sheirusa d'tzloisa. V'varuch ha'isa b'simcha b'or ha'panim. In this maimer of the Zohar Kodesh, we'll finish with this for tonight. With this maimer of the Zohar Kodesh, the Zohar is revealing to us the inyan of Roza de Shabbos. This contains within it Roza de Shabbos, the secret of Shabbos, Roza de Shabbos. And what we're being told is that there are five pu'ulais elokiyos, that there are five, there are five pu'ulais, there are five things that are taking place, five changes that take place on Shabbos. That's what we're being taught. Five changes. Aleph. This has to be clear. We're going to be, this is the sugya that we're learning. We're going to be focusing most on the second one, because that's what's most negated in any of the Lam Tes Melachos. But all five, listen. The first aspect of the Soid, of the secret of Shabbos, is that during the week, every day of the week, Be'ikr, there's one sphere that is prominent, that is ruling over each day. Beginning with Sunday, with Chesed, and so on. Each day of the week. And Monday, Gvura, and so on, until we get to Shabbos, which is Malchus. That's during the week. Chesed, Gvura, every day of the week. Chesed, Gvura, if you want to understand what Sunday is, what Monday is. Each of those days, there's a certain Mida Elyona that's Shaylait. That's leading, that's in charge. But Shabbos, the first thing that the Kegavna tells us, that by Shabbos, all of these are unified above and below. All of the Midas Elyonis, all of the Koichos Elyonis, are Misyachadin Le'ela Be'echad. Misyachadin Le'ela Be'echad. That's one. Aleph. Two. And this is the Ikka that we're going to be talking about now, especially the next few weeks, a lot. But throughout all of the Lamates Malachis, this is the Kuda Pnimis when it comes to Lamates Malachis. The second Gilui of the Zohar Kodesh is that the Olam HaGashmi, that on Shabbos, the Olam HaGashmi, that all that exists is somehow elevated and brought into the Tchum, into the world of Kedusha. This is called, in the Svarim HaKadoshim, Aliyas HaOlamos. Aliyas HaOlamos. We're going to be hearing that over and over again. The ascent, the Aliyah of Olamos, that takes place on Shabbos. And what we just read, Lemeheve Imhoin Le'ela, that the lower world ascends and enters into that tchum of the higher world on Shabbos. That's the second nakuda, the second chiddush of Shabbos. The third aspect of this side of Shabbos is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu kivyachol, the Shechina kivyachol, descends and is miskarev
and becomes closer, closer, closer. We'll talk about that. That means to this world. That's what the Zohar says. Yosef al Kirsaya Yikare, that she sits, the Shechina sits, or he sits, Hashem sits on his holy throne. The fourth chiddush of Shabbos, the fourth pu'ula of Shabbos, is that all of the koiches of din, of tumah, are mistalek from the world. The koiches of tumah of dinim disappear. Kulo arkin, they all run away. On Shabbos, the dinim, the gevuras, disappear on Shabbos. And the fifth and final chiddush is that those Jews who observe Shabbos are zoiche v'nishmas v'chadetin. Are zoiche v'nishmas v'chadetin, to have a new soul on Shabbos. In the language of Nikla, a neshama yisera, some extra neshama, nishmas v'chadetin, the Zohar says, v'chulu mis'atrim v'nishmas v'chadetin. So these five chidushim of Shabbos is what Rabbeinu Bechai is referring to as the side of Beini Ubein Bnei Yisrael. These five chidushim are not what we were taught in our Hilchos Shabbos class, our regular shiurim, but this is what the Kegavna has within it, and that is why it was Mizgalgal, the Hashgacha Pratis, that the Baruch Shalom has revealed that he had such a rotzen, that in a very mysterious way, Kegavna came into our tefillahs after the Histalkus of the Baal Shem. After the Baal Shem Tov left the world, after his holy neshama went up, that it was during that time, the Mizrich HaMagid, that it began to spread. And the Or of Mashiach began to be revealed. Which was the whole inyan of the Baal Shem Tov, as you know, took place when he had his aliyah's neshama, and he met Mashiach in the Olam HaElyon, and Mashiach Sekinu told him, when he asked, Emos HaKosimah, Nechshei Futsamah Nesecha Chusa, that the Hafatzis HaMayonis of Chassidus, that the wellsprings of Chassidus shall go forth in the world, does not only mean studying, learning Chassidus. It means that the Or of Mashiach, the light of Mashiach, began to be revealed in the world in a very, very remarkable way, after the time, the Baal Shem Tov, during the time of the Baal Shem Tov, and when he left the world. And it's really remarkable that Davke at that time of the Talmidei Baal Shem, that this Maimer of the Zohar that was sitting all of the years, everybody had it, whoever had a Zohar Kodesh had Kegavna. But at that time it came into the world, and Hashem revealed that this Inyan of Kegavna means that we're prepared now before the Shabbos of Yom Shekulu Shabbos of Nuchu L'chai L'Omen. As we're getting ready, it's Atat going to be Shabbos. As we're preparing to receive Mashiach, which is the time of Yom Shekulu Shabbos of Nuchu L'chai L'Omen, and we're going to say Marv together with Mashiach, by the Shabbos of Mashiach, and Hashem wants us to understand what Shabbos is. He wants us to get ready because Mashiach is Shabbos. He wants us to understand what Kegavna means, what Shabbos means. That the Lama Tes Melachos is not about don't do this or don't do that, or if you do this, you're going to get killed. Of course, don't do this and don't do that. And Mechalalei Mois Yumas. But what does it mean? And Mitoich Lav At Hashem Ehein. When Hashem says don't, and we understand what each Melach is, then we'll know, we'll be able to understand. So what does Zareya mean on Shabbos? It doesn't mean that we're allowed to plant physically on Shabbos. No. Because on Shabbos there's an Aliyas Olamis. Everything on Shabbos, the Gashmi is descends to a higher place. We don't plant outside on the ground on Shabbos. Oh, but planting takes place on Shabbos. And we're not allowed to plow on Shabbos. I asked your kid the last time he went plowing. All right, he might not know because it could be a problem with sweeping, the patio. But it's not just about don't plow on Shabbos. So Shabbos, we don't plow in Gashmias. Shabbos is kulai about plowing in Ruchnias. And so it is with each of the Malachas. Whatever we were told not to do because it was needed to build the physical world, on Shabbos. We don't do physically, but it's not about refraining. What we're going to learn is that it's all about doing those malachas in ruchnis. To be zareya, to be charish, to be koitze, bishul, afiyah, the works. All the way down to makiv patish, to be mavr meshus l'reshus. Everything in ruchnis. All the tikkunim of our lives are made in that avoid in ruchnis. In ruchnis, with each of the 39 malachas. So we're going to begin, mitzvah to understand a little bit more next week. What is the side of malacha? What is malacha? What is malacha? We'll be continued, mitzvah.